Welcome to the Crazy Town Podcast. I'm Jonas.
I'm TNT Dynamite, and we have a very special guest,
Charlie.
Back again, day two.
Absolutely. Welcome back. Glad you could make it for 2 days in a row.
Oh. So, have any of you ever ridden a real subway, like a subway system in a big city?
Yeah.
Yeah. I lived in New York for about 5 years, so I definitely rode a subway.
Loved it.
Also hated it.
Yeah. What's your opinions of the subway?
Most of the time it smelled like urine.
Okay.
Most of the time it was uneventful, but there was every once in a while where, you know, it'd be like Showtime.
All right. What was the biggest Showtime event you saw?
Showtime is when like a guy in a Spider-Man costume starts doing flips in the middle and then ask you for money at the end.
Okay.
There's also, you know, occasionally you see like a homeless man masturbating. Okay. You know, typical New York stuff. Just typical.
Charlie, what do you got?
Any stories?
Where's your subway?
Subway stories?
I just rode the one in New York as a tourist.
So. Oh, okay.
It was like, wow, this is the coolest thing ever.
And everyone else is just like pissed off because it's a Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, honestly, if I had to see like Spider-Man do that kind of shit, I would probably be really annoyed. Like, come on. We're just trying to get to work. Don't be annoying.
I know.
Mind your business.
Well, speaking of eventful subway, so just the other day, during rush hour, there was an altercation on the subway. Two people, they caught the fight on video. The two people were fighting. There was a man and a woman then another guy. Wow.
Do you know already? Happens?
You know, I don't know. Is this always when I hear about a fight on the subway, I'm like, somebody got pushed on the tracks.
Oh,
that shit happens all the time.
So it's rush hour, packed train. These two people are fighting at one end of the subway.
Yeah.
And finally someone kind of separates them. And the one guy's saying, he's like, why did you stab me? And the girl's like, I didn't do anything. All of a sudden, homeboy pulls out a gun.
Okay.
And the lady who was recording the video ran away, obviously.
That's a good
idea.
Middle
of rush hour, on the subway, dude gets shot on the subway in a fucking subway car. This happened like a day ago, a couple days ago.
Oh, that's
great.
And
like, so there's video of obviously everyone scared as hell, all stooped down, like trying to get off the damn subway. Yeah, so like, it's insane.
Okay. Well, see, if you're actually keeping up on politics, there's a little bit, which I do. You will notice that the mayor of New York has already said is that they are going to be upping the security on the subway to the point where they're bringing in the National Guard M16s in the subway.
Oh, God.
More police presence on the subway because this shit keeps happening in New York.
I did ride the subway in Rome or something. They don't call it subway, obviously, but... And they have, like, machine guns. They got, like, the giant guns there.
Like turrets?
Like the...
What? Like, are they like on
probably AR-15s?
Like, I'm picturing with mounted guns that like
in Metal Gear Solid.
People holding them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. The police officers.
All right.
But they're like assault rifles.
Yeah. I went to Cancun last summer. There's literally guys in trucks. And in the back of the truck, there's like six guys sitting with ARs, and there literally is a mounted machine gun in them as well. And they're just driving down the highway. And the guy was like, that's the army, da 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 da. The green truck is the Marines, da da da. And there, I saw probably four of them on the way to the resort. They just cruise up and down the goddamn highway and with like six dudes with machine guns and a mounted gun in a truck.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, damn. America.
Yeah,
because we ain't got that.
We don't do that in America.
I would like to see our military driving down the street with a goddamn mounted gun.
I like to think that if you see something like that, there's a reason for it being there. So I'm probably good without having
Mexico, it's because of the cartels.
Yeah, I'm good without having that amount of military presence in my everyday life.
Oh, because we don't need it, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
I got you.
Because we got the guns here.
Oh yeah, the
cartels
citizens
ain't taking over. We'll take over.
Oh yeah, in Mexico, yeah, I guess they don't have like regular gun laws like us, where we can just everywhere thinks the U.S. is crazy because we can all own guns.
I kind of also think that's crazy. I'm kind of along the same lines there. So you've never had any bad experiences on the subway?
No, but that's only because I've not ridden it enough times, probably.
I only rode the one in Pittsburgh, and they called it the T, and it was like kind of a subway, but not like it was an underground train for sure. But I don't think if it was like a true.
Is
subway.
It like the one in Cleveland, Ohio, where what do they call it, the Rapid, where it's like mostly above ground?
No, this was all underground. But yes, okay. I feel you.
I've ridden that a billion times.
I've never ridden. Yeah, I'm not a big train guy. I mean, I don't not like them. But I'm, you know, I rode a train from London to Scotland. That was cool.
Yeah,
was
you would be a big train guy if they really existed here.
That's so, true, because they're supposed to be the superior form of travel, right?
Yeah, you get to look outside.
They move faster.
And Austin has a train up north.
Do they?
And it goes from, I think, I'm trying to think, I don't know where it comes from, but it goes into like North Austin.
Lakeway.
And it, yeah, and then they're expanding it all the way down here into the airport and shit. Like they got approved. They just haven't started. It's gonna be like it's gonna take them like 10 years to build it. But it's gonna train that goes from like North Austin to South Austin to the airport. Like there's supposed to be a station like literally right here by the Crazy Town compound.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm about to get on the train.
Well, they just built that one at Q2, and the first game they were like offering free fare to everyone.
Yeah,
and then. Tons of people miss the game and were late because of it.
And the
guy had to come out and like apologize and
oh wow, he's like, good. We made a big mistake.
Yeah.
What's Q2? Just
the
for
the stadium.
For the soccer?
The soccer stadium.
Is it called the Q2?
I'm not a sports guy. What is
in Cleveland the Q is the Quicken Loans Arena.
Q2 though. It's like an insurance company sponsorship.
Okay,
Q2
okay.
is the okay, company okay. that sponsors the stadium, which it is named after.
Okay.
So wait, you watch soccer or football?
No, I go because it's fun.
Okay.
But okay. I didn't go last year. I think Austin was pretty bad.
A sporting event in forever.
No, like I don't want to go to that for a couple reasons. One, it's soccer. Two, it's hot as fuck during the soccer season.
Soccer hater.
I mean. I can
he's a real American, man.
I know. Honestly, I don't even like soccer, so I don't know what I'm talking
he's
about.
He's a real American, man.
But, no, I mean, I would go. I mean, I like hanging out and partying, but, like, it's the season is literally all summer long, and it's an open-air stadium. It seems like it would be hot as
hell.
Yeah,
you get real sweaty.
Really?
Like, there's the supporters section, which is standing room only. Oof. You can
it's
sit wherever you want.
Is the sun just baking on you?
No, there's like, a cover. But, yeah, it's like, shaded.
But
I don't
it's
know.
Still 100 degrees
But people
outside.
Are like throwing beer on you after Bro. The goals and everything. Yeah. It gets
so it's
fun.
Like an ICP concert.
Insane clown posse.
This guy just
I know
said that.
That
the world's a pastime is similar to an ICP concert.
So you've been to a lot of those?
Bro,
he has shirts.
Really?
He has shirts hanging up in his closet.
I do not have shirts.
You still have
You're
an ICP
a liar.
Shirt. I am not lying. Go get
I me. Need to see this.
You want to give me $10,000 if I don't have one?
I don't want to give you shit.
Yeah,
I want to give
I don't
you shit on the shirt you have in your closet that I know you have.
I don't have one.
You did.
When?
How not you've never owned an ICP shirt.
When I was in high school.
I'm saying that you probably still have one.
Wow, I love how it went from you have one, go get it, to you probably have one, to I'm not paying you shit for that.
I don't know why you do this. Why do you lie to our guest about you? Just admit it. It's okay.
If I had one, I'd bring it out.
He was listening to ICP in this very living room 2 days ago.
Oh, my God.
Were you?
Wait, did we? Oh, we didn't put something.
He didn't say no.
You brought up the soccer, you son of a bitch. How are you going to bring it up and then I play it to appease you and then I'm the asshole? Look at this guy.
Oh, now he's an asshole.
He's a troll.
You see that?
Look at that troll over there.
That's what happens when people get caught. They lash out.
Wow.
As you can see, this is what happens when two men are in a room.
Well, is that what happens?
This is why women.
Only during National
This is why women always need to be a part of.
I agree.
Really? What
next woman president. When is it happening? Oh my God.
Why don't you run?
Yeah, why don't you run?
I've already told people I think I should run for president. I feel like I have a very balanced take on things and I have understanding from both sides and I'd be the person to bring them together.
Okay, but do you have like skeletons in your closet? Because that is my thing. People have so much shit on me that
wait, what? You have so many skeletons that
oh my God.
You're not in your closet if you're telling everybody they're there.
I'm not telling you the details. I'm just saying I could never because
what did you
people got dirt on me.
Give me
come
one
on.
Piece
I
of
used
dirt.
To
give me one piece of disqualifying.
Oh, I used to just do a lot of drugs and whatnot.
President has done a lot of
yeah
drugs.
But people have like videos of it now. That's the thing, like these old geezers.
Wait, you have people have videos of you just doing drugs? Just doing
probably. I was in a sorority in college. I mean,
oh wow, that's all you had to say. There's a lot of videos
and
of some stuff.
Phones are everywhere now. That's so like true. Everything I ever did was caught on video, or there's like something about it.
Yeah,
and I'm not even famous. So
what were your Greek call letters for your sorority?
What?
The Greek, the Alpha Omega Sigma or whatever. Gamma Phi Beta.
Yeah.
Ayo.
G-Fi. G-Fi till I die.
G-Fi till I die.
Okay.
All right.
What, does that give you any special perks?
No, not at all.
Can we talk? Can we do a whole episode about sorority life?
Yes. Oh my God.
Let's go. All right. Tune in tomorrow. We'll see if Charlie can stick around. But that's all the time we have for today's episode. Please make sure to like and subscribe for Jonas.
Be safe, New York. TNT and...
Charlie.
We out.